guys, welcome back to Damage Lifestyle Podcast. And on today's episode, I have with me my sister Dara. Dara, say hi to my listeners.
Hello, hello, everybody. How are you doing? I hope you're having an amazing day, wherever you are. I'm super excited to be back here on the podcast and to be recording and talking about another interesting topic with Dani today.
Talking on the topic, beliefs are mold. Beliefs are mold. And so, what would you say beliefs are? What do you think beliefs are?
Like you said, beliefs are mold. Like, I remember we're having this conversation prior to jumping on this recording and just talking about how our beliefs are making or marrying or just basically shaping the kind of life that we live, the kind of life that we envision for ourselves and just the quality of the life that we have overall. So basically, beliefs are mold and they're so powerful. They can either make you or destroy you. And as we talk more, we'll just be exploring that. And I'm excited to do that with Dami today.
Yes. So basically, I believe that beliefs, I believe that beliefs are like your conviction. What you basically live by, what you are so used to that if you are supposed to change, it's going to be quite hard. Yeah, because it's basically what you pattern your life after. It's just basically you. So your beliefs are you. And as she said, beliefs are what molds you, what makes you, and people of making or marrying you. Yeah. So now we'll be like looking at different beliefs that we think are something. What would I say? What's the word? We'll be looking at beliefs that I think many people have in the world, in Nigeria, in our society, and as children, as teenagers, as young people, young adults and stuff. And so there is there any belief that you think people have something peculiar to be at? Something people have, sorry.
So basically, before I go into that, I want to say something. So somebody once said, I don't remember who said this. Somebody said that our beliefs are what we hold to be true and not always true. I don't know if that makes sense. Our beliefs are what we hold to be true and not always true. So sometimes people say, oh, well, that's my belief. And if it's not aligning with, like, just what other people think, then they have to be wrong because my belief is true. Like, where do we get that from? Where? Like, whatever you believe is basically your own truth. And so if your truth is serving you, good for you. If your truth is not serving you, still good for you. But what can be done is you can actually change that belief and begin to believe things that can serve you. So, for example, let me ask, what belief do I think that people have that I think is very bad? So one thing that already comes to mind is when you see things or see great inventions, you think, you say, this person, how did they do it? They must be really smart. Or this thing must be reserved for certain people who have a good background, a good family background. But like, why do you believe that though? Where did that come from? Where did you, when did you start to believe that? That certain power, certain authority is meant for a certain group of people who have certain exposure or certain background, exactly the elite. When did you start to believe that? Why can't you not believe that I can do this? If this person has the power to do that, I can also do it. And it's just basically everyone has the power to do, and these people have decided to deploy their power to do, and you have sat down in your chair and not taking power into your hand. You're taking like things matters into your hands and begin to use your power that you have. So like, where do people get that kind of belief from? And I mean, I just want you to think about it. Like, have you ever come across anyone that basically has this kind of beliefs?
Yes, I have. People tend to like think that because maybe they come from, we'll say, humble backgrounds, they cannot do anything. They even go up ahead to even say that because the person has money, or because the person has person's parents have money. That's why they do it. That's why they are able to achieve. I just feel like these things are, instead of you to say they are beliefs, they are more or less excuses for you to be lazy. Yeah, and I'm not trying to say anybody is wrong for saying what they say. Yeah, but I'm just saying that instead of you using these things to make excuses for yourself for not wanting to do more, putting effort into making, to achieving, Yeah, don't make it an excuse to not to be like a dicycle about many things that you do. Doesn't make sense. Yeah. So if you know that this is how you think, this is what your belief is, then you should change it. It is absolutely wrong. Let's not lie. People that are rich will make it. People that are poor will make it. Everybody will make it if you put in effort. We've even seen rich people who did not make it. Why? Because they had the money, they had the resources, but they were not able to put it to good use.
Yeah.
And they squandered everything left.
Yeah.
So if, it doesn't matter whether you have money or not. If you are able to get little resource, very small, you can start something for yourself. And in no time, it will become great.
And see, you said that it's people's excuses, but like, as much as we think they're excuses, there are some of these things people actually do believe them. Like, they believe that, because I was born in this background, I cannot do more than it. Like, I'm the first person to go to college in my family. So all I want for my life is I just want to be comfortable. I just want to have a job that pays me. And that's it for my life. And that's my own peak. I mean, if that's what you want for your life, okay, good for you. But if you believe that because you feel like you don't have the power to do more, then you've done yourself a great disservice. You've not been good to yourself. And you need to sit back and say, ask yourself, why do I believe these things? Where did this come from? Did this come from people who are telling me constantly that, oh, you're not smart enough, or you're not good enough, or like no one in your family has done this, so else you cannot do that. Where did you get these beliefs from? You need to start sitting and asking yourself questions. So I don't remember who says this as well again, but somebody says that, like, whenever your core beliefs are challenged, instead of being furious, approach it from a standpoint of curiosity. People get angry when you challenge their belief. They get angry, like, how dare them? How can they say that my belief is not true? But can you sit down and actually ask yourself, why would they say my belief is not true? Perhaps something about my belief might not be true. And then when you start to, Tony Robbins says, like, if you begin to actually doubt or, like, you know, just approach, just question major things in your life, you begin to find that you are doubting in those things. So if you have core beliefs that are guiding your life or your life, if you begin to, you know, actually have, just begin to question them. Okay, I believe this thing. Why do I believe in them? Why do they work that way? Why do they operate in that way? If you begin to doubt, you begin to ask these questions, you find that you begin to doubt some of these your beliefs that are not serving you, and then you actually can solidify the ones that serve you and make them serve you even better. So if you just keep living, oh, this is how it's done, or this is how my life is, or this is how I am, you never really get anywhere because you don't really know. So you need to start asking yourself these questions, questioning your beliefs, questioning your thought process, questioning things that, you know, that you've held on to for so long that don't really serve you. Like, why are you where you are right now if your beliefs are that fantastic? Some people don't like their lives. They're like, oh, I just want to change. I'm obese, or I'm not productive. This is not the best I can do. But why are you here if your beliefs about life, about yourself, about the things that you can do are fantastic? You will not be here. You'll be surpassing. You'll be in a different level, doing greatly, achieving your goals, you know. And so ask yourself, why am I obese? Like, maybe because you think that, well, only people that have a genetic problem in my family.
Yeah, everybody in the family.
Okay. Then you've already decided your own destiny, that everybody in my family is fat, so I must be fat
too. I must be fat.
But your genetics do not have to determine your destiny. Your genetics do not have to determine your destiny. You can recreate your life. And that's something that I have seen in my own personal life, in my family. Growing up, most people were obese in my family. But I've seen my older sister turn around her life. She has changed the course of her destiny. While I was there making excuses, saying that, well, everybody in my family is fat. Exactly. Oh, I have big bones. My sister has recreated her life. She has changed her story, her single narrative. And if you don't know her to be connected to my family, you don't even know she's a part of us. Because she looks like the rest of us. That's the truth. So she chose to believe about herself that I am unstoppable. I can achieve my goals. I can be slim. I can be fit. I can be healthy. I don't have to have diabetes before I change my lifestyle. I do not have to have hypertension before I change my lifestyle. I can start now, and I have the power within me to change my life right now. That's the power of your beliefs. That's the power of the things that you believe. Think about your future. What do you want? What do you want to achieve in life? That means, have you ever thought about it? Like, yes, I, like, I why do I want to do the things that I want to do? Why?
Yes.
are these beliefs sold to me, or are these beliefs I actually came to believe by myself?
Because I actually thought about the are these beliefs sold to me thing for a while.
Exactly.
But you just realize that everything about you is based on what people tell you to do. Mm-hmm. Like they say, okay, do this. This is why you should do it. So do it. It will help you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, do you really think these things will help me? Like, mm-hmm. Have you ever thought for a second, if that's what I want to do for myself, if that's what mm-hmm. I want to do with my life, if that's how I want my life to be shaped, that, that's mm-hmm. and you realize that what people say, if you give them room, yeah, it will shape you completely. Then you'll mm-hmm. feel like a spectator in your own life. Like,
yes,
it's very funny. You just realize mm-hmm. that you're not present. You are not yes. present at all. Mm-hmm. You look like an outsider. Somebody else is living and directing the course of mm-hmm. your life, which should mm-hmm. not be, because it mm-hmm. is your life. At the end of the day, you realize that. You just sit back one day. Many years have passed, and what have I done for myself? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And where will these people be really? They'll be the one to mock you at the end.
Exactly.
They'll be the one to mock you to tell you, oh, you didn't achieve, you didn't do anything, and yeah. they were there forcing their beliefs, their opinions, what they think was right and stuff on you. When mm-hmm. it should not have been so. So thing yeah. is, you have to be ready to take mm-hmm. control of your own life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, if you want God to, if you are one that you believe that, oh, God exists, and you want God to direct, then yes, hold on to Him. If you want this, hold on to what you know. You have to hold on to your own truth. You should be able to hold on to your own truth, your own belief. Mm-hmm. Hold on to it. Then be very, as you said earlier, be very convinced. Like, mm-hmm. have a conviction. So if somebody comes, you won't easily be swayed. Nothing mm-hmm. will be able to change what you believe. Nothing will be able to change what you know for yourself. In fact,
but also, Danny, I'd like to interject at that spot. Yes, at that spot, while you have your own convictions, also make sure that you're not like You know, you don't have a conviction stupidly. Because people have stupid convictions. Like, you have convictions that would literally destroy your life. So some people believe, for example, that they're constantly fighting demons and spiritual battles. I don't know where we got this from, and I feel like, for the most part, some people have just taken Christianity and have just bastardized what it is. You're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against spirituality and power. Okay, well,
that's the only verse of the Bible they decide to hold on to.
Some people, exactly, that they believe they're constantly in battle. So you're constantly waking up, you're constantly praying against demons that are not pursuing you. Have you seen a demon before? That's what one of my mentors will ask you. Have you seen a demon before? If your answer is yes, maybe you have all right to keep fighting the demon. But most people have never seen a demon before. When you're constantly fighting these demons, you're using valuable time that you could have used to do other productive things into your life to be fighting demons. And you're constantly attracting bad things into your life because you're constantly in your consciousness. You're in a war. You're fighting. So you're not attracting goodness. I'm not saying I'm grateful for my lot. I'm grateful for the things that are in my life. I attract goodness into my life. I attract the goodness of the world. All the things that God has to give me, if you're a Christian, if you're a religious person. I attract everything that the universe has to give me, whatever you are. I'm not manifesting those things into your life. You are just constantly fighting against demons. And that's some people's beliefs. They believe that they're in a battlefield. And I'm like, I'm free, personally.
Aren't you exhausted? Like,
personally, I am not in a battlefield. I'm not fighting any demons. I live my life freely, and I attract the best things in this world. And you see how your world can change just by changing your mindset and your perspective, just changing the things that you believe in, you know. Like, you're not just constantly carrying this burden on your life, you know. Like, what some Christians actually believe that an affluent person is a sinner. Like, it's easier for a poor person to enter the kingdom of God.
I know, right? Don't you want to own a private
jet? You're literally serving the one who owns the universe. You're serving the one who owns the universe. Cannot let that sink in. You are serving the one who owns the universe. See, your life is nothing to show for it. Nothing. You don't even own a pair of shoes that you can call your own. Because you don't believe that affluence is a good thing.
For a believer.
It's like, how can you have a father? Just think about it. Your earthly father is rich. Think about Bill Gates as your father, and you don't have a car. You don't have a Tesla, and you are saying that, my father is the richest man, but he's there for a poor man to get into the kingdom of God. So yes, I must continue to deny myself of all the earthly pleasures. And when they ask you to come and take certain money, you say, no, I cannot have that kind of money in my account. it's only easier for the rich to go to hell. Please stop it. Please stop it. What kind of life do you want to live? It's a shame to God. It's a disgrace to your heavenly Father if your life here is not reflecting Him. You're made in His likeness and His image. God is beautiful. God has like splendor. When you think about splendor, you think about gold. When you think about heaven, you think He said the streets of heaven are like gold, or they're gold on the street of heaven. And you on earth, you don't even have common copper in your house. No, it's true. The copper is not gold. It's aluminum. Let's call it aluminum.
What, no, you know the water of gold. You know they use what gold, like how they say liquid. Yes, the way they say it, you have to well wash, just put it on things.
Like gold plated.
Yes.
You don't even have gold plated like some properties, like, and you say that the street of heaven is gold, but you don't even desire wealth and riches for yourself. Like, how does that belief serve you? And then you continue to live in poverty, and then your life is a non-entity. You're a non-entity to the world, society. Exactly, you're constantly living in poverty, begging people who are in court unbelievers to help you. You're constantly begging people who are unbelievers, and I say that in quotes intentionally, because that's another topic that we can explore another day, but in quotes to help you. And these Christians and these unbelievers are going to hell because they have money, but you go to them and beg them for help. How does that make sense to you?
Hypocrisy,
how does that
when you think about
your
it.
Father? Exactly. How does that reflect on your father? Some of the beliefs that you have to change about your life, about the things that you hold, like, what do you think that you can achieve in life? Who do you think you are? Not what people have told you that you are. Not that, oh, well, they've told you as a child that you are smart or you make a good doctor, so you decide to pursue medicine with your entire passion in your life. Because
you realize you're supposed to be, or you really love fashion designing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you five, six years into it, you realize that, oh, this is not me. I just have to keep going because they've said, this is how I am. Or do you think,
and
you
I don't want to
make
fail
me really
my
annoyed?
Parents.
The one that makes me really annoyed is the fact that when you are born, some prophet came to tell your parents that this is how you will be. This is your kind
this
of
your
person
destiny.
You should be. This is your destiny. Mm. Then you are growing up and you realize that they are forcing you in that path because of what somebody else said. And that is not even what you want. That is not who you are. You are not just seeing yourself in that direction. But because of you are forced to live that way. Why do people want to, like, why do you live?
And you know, then these
what
people, these prophets, they're the custodian of God, you know. They're the only ones that have access to the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God. So if you don't obey them, you know, you can never make it in life. Unfortunately. So what can we do? Just have to follow the prophet. You know, we have no choice.
It's
very sad.
It is very sad, really.
Very
because
sad.
If you're a Christian, God has given you, God has given Himself fully. Like, you have God fully. So you don't need anybody to tell you this is who you are,
and
this
really,
is what
you
should
be. You don't
even
really have to be a Christian to know this, because everybody has on their inside what is waiting for a manifestation. Everybody has power on the inside. I mean, look at the world today. You see some of the greatest innovators of our world. They're not Christians. They don't even acknowledge the Christian God. I'm not telling you to not be Christian, but I'm telling you that you don't even have to be Christian to know the power within you and to begin to manifest. Does that make sense? Like, you don't need to be Christian to actually know what you have on your inside. Right?
Yeah.
So, like, this is not a matter of being Christian or not Christian. I'm talking to everybody. Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, whatever you are, atheist, agnostic, whatever you practice. And I love you all. There's no hate here. It's all love. But it's just like, how can we all together improve the quality of our lives? How can we all together live our lives to the fullest? How can we all together have fulfilling lives where we are constantly blessing humanity and just living the life that we know that we are capable of living?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm. Yes, I do. Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Mm.
True. So basically, here today, we've talked about how our beliefs are capable of making us, of changing us, of destroying our lives if we're not careful, if we're not going to be accountable to ourselves. So at the end of the day, I want you to sit back today as you listen to this episode here. Sit back, think about yourself. Like, think about yourself. Just have a moment of reflection. Think about all your beliefs, everything you've come to know as you. Think about it, break them down, dissect yourself. Now, think about whether all your beliefs have they've helped you so far, or the ones that are, that have made you live below par, like you just you're not enjoying yourself there. Just think about these things and see a change in your life, see a change in your life, see a change in yourself. And that's like the beauty of reflection. So you need to reflect and change your beliefs if necessary. Know your beliefs, know yourself, who you are, and do what you want. Do what you want to do. If you love God, do what God will have you do. Just make sure you are making an impact yourself. Make an impact. So yes, thank you, Dara, for joining us today.
Absolutely, always a pleasure.
Wow, it was a very beautiful one. I learned a lot. I would actually go back to see, to listen to it myself, because was really powerful.
And me too.
Very, very beautiful. Thank you for honoring our invite.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Dami.
Thank you, guys.
Dami Lifestyle podcast listeners. I need to actually look for a family name. Oh wow.
Yeah.
It's necessary at this point. So thank you guys for listening to this episode.
Shameless plug.
Please go ahead.
Okay, guys. So I just want to talk about my blog on here, because I mean, you guys are awesome. And if you enjoyed today's episode, you can find more of that on Dami's podcast, and you can also find amazing, amazing content on my blog as well. And my blog is Dara's Circle, and the website link is www.daracircle.com. And I promise that you wouldn't regret visiting my blog. I love to share my thoughts. I love to share my lessons and just my journey. And I would love for all of you Dami's Lifestyle podcast listeners to come on this journey with me. Thank you so much as you visit my blog. And when you come to my blog, leave a comment. I want to know that you're from here. Leave a comment, engage in my posts, and I do really, really appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Dara. So until next time, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.